I think that you answered this earlier, but I just want to clarify my thinking, that we are living in the fourth dimension, and if we forgive ourselves and forgive the situation and hand it over to the Creator for correction, that we will slip into the fifth dimension, which is heaven right here on earth.
And we would say it a little differently. We would say that you will evolve yourself to a consciousness level where you realize that forgiveness is not necessary. Because in your concept of forgiveness, you are always considering that someone has done something wrong. And we would ask you to embrace, as we have often been speaking in the tapping tonight, if you could imagine stretching your consciousness, stretching your mind, beginning to mull over and think about and question over and over again, what would unconditional love be? And in unconditional love, there is no concept of forgiveness. There is no struggle or resistance or judgment to anything being wrong. And it is very difficult, and we do understand, because you have allowed us to participate in your tapping so often, we are becoming quite familiar with your struggle. And that was our intention, and that was our agreement, and that was our setup, so that we might remind you with great respect, with great compassion, with great what you call patience, although we do not experience the opposite, to remind you that when you can wrap your mind around, you are not condoning, you are not agreeing, and you are not contributing to darkness when you stop judging it as wrong. When you could embrace that love is the yes, that the Creator saying yes to everything is the only way to express unconditional love. So when you say, yes, I want to suffer, the answer is yes, you may suffer. When you say, yes, I will struggle with the judgment of anxiety or negative emotion, the answer is yes, you may explore that. When you decide that you would hurt other humans, that you would destroy families and lives through the acts of violence and death, the only way a loving Creator can allow all diversity and growth would be to say, yes, you may do that experience with other souls in the drama agreement of that. And even though it is horrific and we are not saying we condone it, or that we believe it makes sense at your level. But until you arise in consciousness to release your attachment to controlling how things look, how they show up, until you release the need of your human personalities and the mind of the level of consciousness to make things a certain way, you will always remain in the conflict. And once you reach that level of no longer perceiving right and wrong, good and bad, only perceiving, let me stay in my own business. Let me stay in my own emotion. Let me stay in my own understanding. Let me stay in the desire I have to be of service. Let me stay in my circle of influence. Then you may embody heaven on earth. And so heaven is not a place. Heaven is a level of consciousness where there is no judgment, where there is acceptance of the greatest yes of all, a yes to all exploration of all frequencies of vibration, including violence, including victim consciousness, including all the things that you believe cause suffering on this planet. We would like to remind you to consider the possibility that you have great admiration of all those who have suffered and turned it into something positive. And yet at the exact same time, the paradox is you judge everything that causes suffering as bad. Do you see how there is an innate dilemma in that thought process? And so to embody whatever dimension you would like to label it, they are only names to help the conscious mind explore. To embody the consciousness of heaven is the same as Christ consciousness. To live on earth dealing with only that which is in your reality at any given moment. And when you bring presence at that level of being, you will find that violence does not visit your circle of influence, that drama and pain and suffering will no longer be in those of your closeness, those that you hold dear and near. The only way to bring the change on the world that you desire is to bring it deep within you first. And we assure you that many people are doing this more than you can conceive of. Many people are living in a way that they experience heaven right here on earth. And it does not mean that there are not challenges, because one of the greatest aspects of earth life is feeling fulfilled. And you cannot, in any way in human form, feel fulfilled without a challenge. And so you will find that as you grow, as you allow the job that you most prefer. You will create a new challenge to invite yourself into a bigger exploration to go to the next level. And so it's a misunderstanding that suffering, that which looks like darkness, that which looks wrong or bad to you, is here to punish or trick or slow down the planet or destroy the planet. It is actually the most loving answer of yes. You may go. You may explore any and everything, and you are safe. You will never stay in the darkness. You will always evolve back into light.
Thank you.
Thank you.